Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we've been knowing each other for a while. I miss you. I don't know what I gotta do, you know. Get closer.
Wait a minute. Now, you know I'm in a situation. Why are you in? Don't do this. Why are you tripping like that?
Well, I understand that, but your whole vibe is, you know, I can see myself being with you forever.
That's really beautiful. I kind of dig you, too. You know that. We're friends. And I'm in a situation. I'm in a relationship. And you know what that means.
Well, whatever I gotta do, I'll do it for you.
You're putting me in an awkward situation.
out you the bad vibes and you say trust. Wish I could have had you here with me. Trust, liability, liability. I tried, but silly me. It's your liability, liability. I might get high off the 4 or 5, crash and burn, just to feel something. If I could die just to feel alive, to live in the sky, care for nothing. Oh.
Can't resist you, don't you? Oh, don't you? Ooh, just come and get a bit closer. Take it all, baby, I need it. And serve the way for no one, so come on now. Make it whatever you want. If for night or forever, right now, could you tell me how I'll make you?
You got my heart skipping beats, and I can hardly speak. You got me breathing on time. How you freaking, 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 baby.
Baby, you know it's so nice.
In the sheets, you're loving me so good, boy, so deep. You'll be freaking, 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 baby.
Baby, you know it's alright.
So
good evening, one and all. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to another installment of this amazing universe, Epiphany Radio Universe, to be exact, presenting to you Fly Speak Open Mic. This is a special edition. Normally, I usually use the Hidden Radio Show to find the best in poets, performers, MCs, spoken word artists, but tonight is super special. I have two people who I both love dearly. Actually, I love them actually fantastically dearly, but they are really fucking incredible people. Sorry, for real, don't fire me. I'm going to be doing a lot of cursing today. I know the FCC might throw some things, you know, we're going to break some mics tonight. Stuff is going to happen. You have to understand, this an incredible night that's about to happen. Now, we are going to have a bunch of people rolling through here, but we got everybody up in this piece. It's kind of thick right now. It's kind of thick. So if you're calling in, make sure that you understand that the call number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to be heard. All right. Our feature for this month is none other than who I consider to be the queen of erotic poetry, J. Simone, and the monstrous maven of music, badass Mr. Yes Lord, Mr. Bitch, you better, the showstopper, Walking Erotic. Now, you may not have heard of them, but we have. And if you haven't heard of them, you haven't been in places that you need to be. All right. These are international artists and poets, right? J. Simone is not just a poet and performer. She's an entrepreneur. She has her own businesses. She's a forensic accounting, a war traveler, a sexual empowerment coach, an author. You can get a book right now. You can get a book right now, but we're going to talk about that, right? And she's also the general and the headmistress of the 100 Poetry Collective, all right? So do with that what you will, but understand, she got lots of power and elbows, and you have to understand every single Honey Dripper show, she is the host, she runs the stage, it don't get on unless she says it gets on, that's what happens. Now, my brother, Walking Erotica, wins 22 of the 100 Poetry Collective. Badass man himself is a hellified poet and performer, a producer extraordinaire, a personal trainer, a wonderkind. And listen, baby, when I tell you this man makes music, this man makes music. Look up Desi Beats, trust me. Now, if you haven't heard the single, I Stay on My Knees for You by J. Simone, realize all the music and everything, that's him. Like, and he has a whole bunch of other projects you may not know about, but we're going to talk about that tonight too. You have to understand, it's monstrous around here. And we got the Dripping House, the international poetry collective known as the 100 Poetry Collective. You know, we got our Canadian Dripping House, pretty provocative poet, Monella, I see you. We got our ATL, Noise Bringing, Bell Bringing, Rare Tiffany. We got the Pussy Kaiser, Lisa Lips. We got Pound Cake, aka Mystic, in the building. ATL in the building. Man, we got Mary L. Sensation Nobi in the building. Man, listen, we got Pressure. We got Pressure, and we got Prince Drippy. I mean, it's over here. It's kind of thick. It's kind of thick, and there's more people. I have not gotten to everybody on the list. But we're going to get to the list because there's a whole bunch of people, and everybody knows the inside joke is I don't read numbers very well. Like, I have to know your number because I just yell into my phone and call people because I'm lazy. But we got. I met this poet this weekend in Jersey from VA. So we got Sweet and Deep in the building. Came in, there's a whole bunch of people in here that I don't recognize numbers. But you know what? This is a For Real Entertainment Network. Here at the PP Radio Universe, we boldly go with poems I've never gone before. And tonight, on a special edition of Fly Speak, we welcome J. Simone and Walker Erotica. So let me get them up and on here. Jay, how are you?
Hey, I'm wonderful. How are you?
I happen to be in fine. I'm wonderful right now. Like, listen, I feel the energy coming through. Like, I can feel the energy right now. I can feel it. Like, it's, you know, and the fam is in, the Drip fam is in the building. Heavy.
Hey, Drip. Yes.
Right.
I love it.
And of course, that's what I'm saying. I'm
so
and walking around
so
what's
thankful
happening.
Here.
Listen.
Good evening. How's everybody doing?
What's happening? You know, I ain't open the mics yet. I'm going to open everybody's mics in a second. But, you know, I just wanted to get y'all on here, you know, talk to y'all for about 2 minutes before we open up everybody's mics. Because we know here on Fly Speak, we open everybody's mic and we expect you to be an adult and to mute yourself if you have noise in the background. If you cannot do so and I have to take you off, then I'll put you in the queue and wait till we come back and you'll have to text me. And if you don't have my number, good luck. However, we expect people to be adults. Please don't talk during the performances, and you're hearing people out there, so we go from there. All right? That's the ground rules. The Drip knows it, just in case anybody else didn't know it. And, you know, we're going to go around and go like that. Now, to you, Walking Erotica, how are you doing, good brother?
I'm doing very well, brother. Doing very well. How about yourself?
You know, I'm rocking day by day. I got to go to, I will say, I got to go to a poetry reading this weekend, but it was the people that made it for me. And
right,
I just
right.
realized that me and Jay, we have a lot of eye language. When we see bullshit, we just look at each other. Because Jay give me the look, and I'll give Jay the look, and we'll look back and forth and go like, bullshit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, we're all the same.
No disrespect. No disrespect. I saw like 20 things that could have been made better on the spot, but that's just me. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'm making, this is a public apology to Jay. Jay, I understand when people do cowboy shit. And that was some cowboy shit.
I haven't seen it.
Jay be like, no, that's not what we're doing, Mojave. And I'm like, why not?
We are not doing that.
Why not? What can I do it?
No. Now you know.
Jay be like, no. You cannot do cowboy shit, Mojave. We are sticking to the plan. I'm like, oh, come on. But that was some super cowboy shit. Not to disrespect that person in particular, but I'm like, listen, if you've been doing this for a while, you can't be doing cowboy shit. You got to stick to the script. And so I apologize to Jay every time that I was like, I want to do some cowboy shit. Now I understand. When you see cowboy shit in other person, you're like, yeah, I don't be doing shit like that, do I?
It's all right. That's what I do.
It'd be funny because they'd be like, no, you're not going to do that, Mojave. Yo, anyway, back to what I was saying. So, listen, you two are fantastic. You're amazing. So, I'm going to open up everybody's mic so everybody else can give their greetings. It's real thick up in here, I will tell you. So, I'm going to bring in PPP, Monella, Lisa Lips, Town Cake, Rare, Marielle, Pressure. I'm going to bring it Sweet and Deep. Drippin', La Pearl, La Negra.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's
going on?
Blessing.
Hey.
Gang, what's good?
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yo, what up, Brody?
All right.
What's up, Jeffy?
I'm so happy y'all are here.
Thank you.
Hey, you know we love y'all.
That's my man. That's my man right there, man.
Okay, you know we be cutting up. Like, I'll be trying to explain to people how drip energy works. Like, we just be around each other and just be our energy, and it just be, like, moving out amongst people. And it just happens, right? And we don't be doing it. But when we get together, that shit is, like, something to see. Because it's, like, mad love and mad energy at the same time. It's great.
Yeah,
but, for real. Area code 910, I don't know who this is. Area code 910. Hello? Area code 910. All right. I know 205. That's Songbird. Songbird, that's you?
Yep, that's me.
Ah, yes. All right. So,
hey,
so we got a full bit.
Hey, boo.
Hey, Songbird. How you doing?
Hey, Jay. Hey, everybody.
All right, so now we know it's thick, and there's more people, but they just haven't raised their hands yet. So let me get on with everything else. Now, for a fact, this is what we're going to do, drip, and I'm allowed this for the drip and, you know, an epiphany. Like, I like to ask questions, but I feel like if you have questions, you should be able to ask them too. So I'll ask you guys if you want to ask them questions. We're going to do a question round for about 10 minutes, and then we're going to get into this poetry because we're really, really deep. And I only ask them, I expect them to do two pieces a piece, you know, so because, you know, it's so thick and we're really, like, heavy right now with people. So that being said, we're going to ask questions. And I'll also, if we have guests like Sweet and Deep, I want to move her up in the queue. I want to make sure that the Canadian drip gets in here first because, you know, they're at a distance and I have to get them in here. So, you know, when we do rotation, I'm going to go that rotation first. I'm going to do Canadian drip, yes, and then drip. All right, besides our features, just so that y'all know. So I don't want anybody to feel like I'm jumping around and skipping them and all kinds of crazy stuff. I just want to let you guys know what I'm going to proceed in. We cool?
Mm,
Hello?
Yep.
Fine with me. Fine with me.
All right.
I'm cool with that as long as he goes before me.
Okay. All right. So my first question, I'm going to ask Jay. Jay, so how long have you been at this business of erotic poetry, and where did you start?
Oh, my goodness. I feel like one that's dating me, but it would probably be 20 years. I've probably been doing erotica about 20 years, and I started on a dare because I didn't do erotica before this. I did only revolutionary social commentary poetry, which I still do, empowerment poetry. And someone dared me to write erotica, and at the time I definitely thought it was beneath me. But when I read my first erotic piece on stage, I felt like I was at home, and I knew I didn't. I mean, I would do the other type of poetry, but this was where I belonged. So I've continued to do erotica ever since.
Mm. Okay, walking erotica. That's super fantastic. I'm gonna loop back around, so I'm gonna put you in the parking lot. But walking erotica. My question to you is, what has erotic poetry done for you?
It's actually opened up my whole world, if I want to be honest. This is a space in my life where, I started with poetry first when I was young, and I transferred to rapping. But when I rapped, everything was just basically erotic rap. So when I went back to poetry, I started doing erotic poetry, and that's actually where I found my freedom, bro.
Mm. Beautiful. All right, so coming back to you, when did you know that it was for you? What was the first time you stood, right? Because Jay just talked about it. But when was the first time you stood? You delivered this erotic poem, and you felt the energy. When was that moment for you?
It was actually 2 years ago. I had DM'd someone because I saw their flyer, and I wanted to know where they did erotic poetry at. And this person gave me a call, and this person listened to what I had and said that they didn't like it, but they said they loved it, and they asked me to come on their platform and actually do a piece. And that place was in the 100 Drip Room. Who was on that phone? Mojave.
Wow.
And after I did that piece that day in the room, like, I just knew. I knew that was for me. I knew it was a rap then.
Aww.
You know, you never told me that. I'm messed up. That's messed up, bro. Why would you do that?
Hey, you know what, bro? Everybody's journey starts somewhere, man. And I appreciate you reaching back out to me because you didn't have to. You know what I'm saying? But by you doing that, it actually gave me an outlet to actually grow as a man for real. So I appreciate you.
That's crazy. That is absolutely nuts. You know, I really thought that you had been doing your thing already. I honestly, that's what I thought. Like, I thought you was doing your thing. That's wild.
Nah,
that's
bro.
I recorded
I recorded six pieces, and I didn't know what to do with them. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know where to start or anything. But I was on Instagram, and I saw you advertising for your room. And that's where everything started.
Wow.
For me, yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy. all right, so I gotta ask Jay this question. So Jay, when you met me, what did you think? Like, I was like, let's do this erotic poetry thing. What did you think?
When I met you, that wasn't what you said. I met you at Nationals years before that.
But oh, yeah,
when you called me and said you wanted to do erotic poetry, I was like, no problem. What do you want to do? When do you want to have to do a show? I'm down. I'm down for all shows because at the time, even though I've been doing it for a long time, but I've been performing for a long time, there weren't a lot of places where you could do erotica. So even though I knew I loved it, I couldn't really find it most places. So when you said that's what you wanted to do, I was thrilled. Like, yes, let's do erotic poetry. Let's make a venue. Let's make a space where people are free. Let's do that. I'm down for that. And I've been rocking with you ever since.
No, I don't even
because
know.
Remember at the time,
I'm like,
me, you, Punani Poets, and Urban Erotica. That was it.
Yeah.
Those are the only spaces in the entire country.
Very, very
so,
true.
So, yeah. No, and look at
wow.
where we are now.
Shit, look where we about to go.
Exactly. So, yeah, nobody was doing it when we started. Not for real. So, yeah.
Right,
this is
so,
great. I love
I mean,
to see where we are now.
Lord Jesus, incredible, like incredible. You know, matter of fact, if Jamal, you know, remember when I had to convince Jamal St. John to do erotic poetry? I'm like, do erotic poetry. He was like, nah, no.
When we came up, it was something that everybody looked down on. Like, if you did erotica, you were not a real poet. That's basically how they looked at us. I could go places and they were like, you can't do that other type of poetry. You can only do revolutionary. You can only do all the other poetry you have, but not that. You were looked at less than if you did erotica. So, yeah, no, I'm so happy with where we are now.
True. You know, but, you know, the weird thing, I think the weird thing is that because it was us, it was Sweet Spot, Punani Poets, you know, and now you see the wide range of certain things, like, there's a certain consistency that we can actually state that we contributed to. And we have crossed that with almost everybody across the nation when it comes to erotic poetry, which, you know, the funny thing is, like, I don't tell people, I stand up and tell people to respect my gangster. I just be like, listen, I put my nose to the grindstone. I got the right people around me, you know, and it was, like, so hard for me to do certain things. And now that I have, like, this family around me, like, it's been even easier. And I look forward, you know, everything like when you know, just like you can be around people like I don't have to question your ideas, Jay. Like, I never have to question, like because I remember we had the conversation. I was like I'm gonna get out the way. I was like, because I'm mucking up the process. And ever since we did that, like, shit just flies, like 747s. It's easy, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't think people put enough respect on your name when it comes to you really doing this, like for real, like it's crazy. And just to see how everything happens in particular fashion, you know, where things are happening. But, you know, it's just like, I don't think people really understand how monstrous Walking Erotica is with making beats and production. Like, it's incredibly stupid. Like, I don't even know how to explain it to you, like, how it even
works.
They're
gonna know soon enough. If they don't know now, they're going to know soon enough.
True. This is an international poetry podcast, just in case people didn't know that.
Exactly.
And there is really somebody in Australia stealing all of this information and putting it on a website, like, this me. Like, it's real. Like, it's really real. Like, we really have people in different countries listening to. And to my people in France listening to me right now, send me a back channel so I can relay every message it is. All right, so here's the point where I'm going to open it up for the drip to ask any questions that they want. Of you two, because I'm going to come back and loop some questions. Actually, you know what? I'm going to let them do that, and then we'll come back and loop, you know, projects, because we have some projects and such. So, drip. And all good people, anybody else who'd like to ask questions, we open to taking 3 questions apiece for each of them. So, who would like to ask a question first?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so the first one, Jay, I said this to you before. You know, you are just walking sex. Okay. The question I have, I only have one question for both of you, so the one I have for you is, could you fathom when you first had that dare being such a natural at eroticism and being as big as you are now?
Not at all. I was raised in the church, and I was definitely, you know, a good girl. I didn't think that this was really, even though I had a huge appetite and drive, I didn't think that this was going to be a lane I would see myself in, because I just thought that first time, if my mother could see me, she would smack me off the stage. And so I didn't think I would even do it again on the dare, like I'm just going to get up, read this poem, and that's going to be it. But it literally changed my life. And now, again, I've traveled, you know, all over the world performing it and worked with pretty much every big name in this business that there is. So, no, I never imagined it, but I'm so thankful for that dare and that moment. Yeah.
That's
wonderful.
Awesome.
Question.
Thank you.
I'm thankful too.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Walking Erotica, Lord have mercy. All right, so I have to let you know that, you know, you have this gleam, this sparkle in your eye, and it's like magic. And I don't see you often, but when I look at you, because I do look at your pictures, they kind of like light up every cell in my body. It's just something about you, okay? So My question is, what was the very first pen name you came up with?
I was just going to use my porn name, which was going to be Lincoln Longwood, because I actually thought about getting into porn at one point. But I was like, nah, that didn't work. That wouldn't work. honestly, how I Walking Erotica is the second name I came into.
Okay.
Right off the bat, I just took a look at my life, and I was like, I'm really good. But then I stepped back. I was like, oh my God, I'm really good at everything. So, you know, so it just, and I just slowly but surely just fell in love with myself and the things that I do and the, you know, position that I hold, you know, and I just try to project that on everybody else. I want everybody to be them best selves and shit, because that's some sexy shit when you can be yourself.
Hell yeah, and yes, you do. All right, thank you, you two. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Anyone else in the drip who would like to ask a question? Or outside the drip? Matter of fact, where's...
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Jay, if you never got the spark or the bug of erotic poetry, where would you see yourself? What would be your alternative life?
I'd probably be a life coach, and I did women's empowerment or just empowerment poetry in general. So my son says I'm an activist of all sorts, so that's what I'd be doing. I would just be traveling around at every single spot, like fist in the air, probably a stop sign in some way, shape or form, and all of my poetry would be about that. But even now, I feel like even my erotica is about that. It's always activism for me. So that's where I'd be. Yeah. Just on a different front.
Okay. I could see that. You haven't been around you, you definitely embody that, so I agree. Walking Erotica, you thought about porn.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. And I'd also be a madam, and a brothel. I'm just thought I'd throw that out there. I'd also do that.
You ain't the only one.
I believe it. I
think we should just start that like ASAP.
I can see that. I can agree with you being a madam.
Thank you.
All right, welcome to Erotica. What about you? What would be your alternative lifestyle if you never tapped into poetry? Where do you see yourself?
I don't know, man. Maybe I would have took that porn path. Maybe I would have. I'm just thinking about it because I would have found some way to express myself fully like I do in poetry. So it would have to be something that's like super high end, super like high energy. So it's like I can see myself. Yeah, probably, man. Yeah, y'all probably be seeing me on Pornhub by now.
Okay. I land my plane.
Okay, we got time to take one more question. One more question from the mezzanine, as we would call it. Anyone have any questions?
Oh, me.
Okay.
And this question is for both of you. This is Precious. What?
Hey, Precious.
Y'all been at this for decades. You say you've been at this for decades. Hey, y'all. What keeps you motivated? What keeps you hungry? What lights your fire to keep doing this work?
I literally want to touch every person in the world. And to do that, you have to speak to them in whatever way they're able to receive. And so I just keep writing until that happens. I literally think about intimacy every single day, all day, in different ways, shapes, forms. And so I just wake up wanting to write. I go to bed wanting to write. I go to bed wanting to and wake up wanting to change people's lives and have them embrace their sensuality, sexuality, their freedom. So I can't imagine ever stopping this.
Awesome. Mr. Bitch, you better.
What keeps me going and what keeps my fire burning every day is what it does for me. Because I know if it can do it for me, it could do it for someone else. Like, you know, every time I find a new way to express myself, especially in this space, which is quote-unquote, you know, shunned upon, but everybody like that shit. The more I, you know, find out about myself and things like that, the more powerful I feel in every other aspect of my life. So my pen helps me to continue to swim through my life and find more pieces of me because I know every time I find a piece, it's just like getting gold. You know what I mean? Like, so, and I just, you know, hope that it rubs off. Like, everything that I do, you know, is that same example, it's that same strength that I really hope that this helps you be okay with yourself and open up about yourself about every goddamn thing, because it's just a thing. So that's my motivation.
Okay.
Thank y'all.
We got Omari just came in the room.
Thank you.
Essentially, Zanis, I saw you put your hand up. So did you have a question, Zarnice?
No, I'm just listening. But congrats on your features, Jake, and welcome to Erotica.
You said what? Say that again?
Congrats on your future.
Good evening. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good to hear your voice.
So, we actually have 5 minutes before we go, and I'm going to do a station identifier. Since Sweet and Deep came in here, Sweet and Deep, are you there? Sweet and Deep, are you there? Well, okay. Well, I'm going to default to Omari. Omari, do you have any questions you'd like to ask Jay and Walking Erotica?
Sorry, I was on another call. I just came in. What's your question?
I said, do you have a question for Jay and Walking Erotica?
Not at the moment. I got to think about that.
Hey, Omari.
Hey, y'all. What's going on? Hey, Jay. What's up, baby?
Hey.
Omari, how's it going, brother?
Hey, what's up, my brother? How you feeling?
I'm well. I'm well. Hope life finds you well, too, brother.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I do actually have a question. We have a question. What if you all decided to step away from it for a moment? What male and female poet would you put together to pick up where you left?
Wow.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Wow. Can we just pick the drip? Because there's so much talent. I can't really imagine. But my favorite erotic poets are in the drip. So yeah.
I can accept that
for me.
Yeah, it would be hard to choose just one. Like, I've gone out and I've done my best to try to, enjoy poetry outside, but it's no poetry like I've heard in the collective. It's some of the most interesting poetry I've ever heard in my life. So it's really, really, really hard to choose.
Okay. I could rock with that. I could rock with that.
All right. So this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna play this station identifier. If someone has a noise in the background, please mute yourself. If someone has a exceeding noise in the background, please mute yourself. All right. I'm going to play the station identifier. All right, and we're going to go from there, and then we're going to get into some poetry. I'm going to ask one more question. We're going to get into some poetry real fast in a hurry. All right, so here we go.
This is Epiphany Radio. The next phase in online radio. This is Epiphany Radio. The next phase in online radio. This is Epiphany Radio. The next phase. This is Epiphany Radio. This is Epiphany Radio. The next phase in online radio. This is Epiphany Radio. The For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio.
Epiphany Radio.
Welcome back.
What's
welcome
the name
back.
Of the station again? This,
you said what?
What's the name of the station again?
This is. I don't make the promo. I don't make the promo. Real fire. Fire her for real. But like, I don't make the promos. Matter of fact, for real, you owe me some promos. You owe me some promos. I gotta make promos during the show. I do it all the time. I should just be cutting them and just never mind. Love you for real. Don't fire me. You know what you're gonna say, you fire me and we just gonna be right back the next day like nothing ever happened. Anyway, welcome to Piffy Radio Universe, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average while you can be raw, where we encourage you to take your socks off a baby, baby. Now, matter of fact, let me do my yeah. Don't fire me for that. All right. We are on at Fly Speak Open Mic Special Edition featuring the very dope Jay Simone and the monstrous Walking Erotica. Full room, everybody in here. Real quick question. Projects. What projects do you have forthcoming? And what do you have bubbling right now that's happening? So ladies first, Jay, what projects do you have forthcoming?
I'm trying to get a TED Talk, but right now I have my book that I am obviously promoting and pushing, and I'm doing workshops regarding that too, and singles and couples events. So those are the things that are in the near future for me, and touring. I'm planning on hitting a bunch of different mics in different states, because you know me, I'm always touring. So yes, and we also have a show in Atlanta. So in Atlanta, so Sensual Saturdays, fifth Saturdays of the month, so September 30th, we have an incredible feature, a rare epiphany. Yes, and our spotlight is Walking Erotica. So come on, see us in Atlanta on the 30th. Yes.
Absolutely.
Those are the main things that I have. So
right.
I'm sure there are other things, but those are the first things that I thought of. And
okay,
finding first costume parties where I can cosplay. That's the other thing.
Yeah, you know, we've not done a trip cosplay yet. We've not done
one. Listen,
what
I know. I keep telling you that I want to dress up. I don't even understand what's going on. Minimum masquerade.
We should do Marvel here.
Well,
but I'm considering doing masquerade at the end of the year for Sensual Saturdays.
Sounds like a plan. Could you tell us the name
I'll
of your book,
ready,
and how it's available?
On.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Really?
I didn't hear what you said.
I said, are you ready with my pasties on?
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't know,
I love
man.
It.
I'm just,
here
you
for
know,
all
I'm,
of
I'm,
that. That should absolutely
I'm
going to
wear
happen.
Some pasties on my balls.
We cannot get started. We cannot start now with the things that have been going on. There's been some powerful titty that was happening. We're gonna keep it confined. We're gonna keep it confined. We will not be practicing titty magic today. You know it's Tuesday.
I do that every day. I don't know what you're talking about.
And you have told
but
no
my
lie.
Book is called
you
since
told no
you
lie.
Don't want to be on that topic.
No, we
then,
not on the radio, you know. You know, whatever happens in the hive stays in the hive. Anyway, y'all crazy. What is the name
your
of book. Your book and how is it built?
It is the Intimacy Superpower. 7 Ways to be Unstoppable in Life and Love. And it is available on Amazon.com. So, yes, definitely I'm sharing practical, transformative advice on how to become the hero you need to supercharge your life. So yes. It's great, if I do say so myself.
And also your website? Your website?
I am... The best way is jaisimone.com. So jaisimone.com is the best way to get anything. And I know you're probably thinking kinkysexy.com, but it's jaisimone.com, and you can reach me and adult products and custom boxes. And if you're like, I need a vibrator, I'm your girl. If you're like, I need a gag ball, a ball gag, I'm your girl. Like, I'm here, all of the things. So, yes.
All right. Thank you. All right, now we're going to go over here to Walking Erotica. Walking Erotica, what projects do you have, good sir, coming out?
Right now I am focusing on being outside a lot. So you'll see me in a lot of places, but I am in the works of revamping my Patreon, where I will have a bunch of clips, live clips. Also, there are also going to be clips of a podcast that I'm working on called Mental Development with my brother Prince Drippy, which will be on there as well. And I'm also working on a couple of music projects. I'm working on a music project with my two daughters. They're both rap. So I'm helping put them together a project. And I'm also helping in the mix of doing a project with Dr. Tariq Sankofa. That's about it.
Yeah.
How did I forget that I had a Patreon too? I forgot.
Yeah, how did
I have a Patreon too? I don't know. I have a Patreon too, and it has poetry, photos you don't see anywhere else, video, things people would like. Yes, yes, all the good stuff is on my Patreon. I was debating between a Patreon and an OnlyFans, so yes. And subscribe to my Patreon.
Well, I guess they can contact you through IG in order to get to the Patreon for the role for you.
Yes, it's actually on the link in my bio and on IG, so you can do that.
Well, all right. Make sure throw the bell. Make sure you go over to the IG for J. Simone Speaks and Walking Erotica, so you can get into their Patreon and websites and projects and everything else that's going on. Because, you know, we're going to give them a round of applause. Okay. Now, we've got, it's thick up in here. It's super thick. So what we're going to do is we're going to let y'all get off and get in y'all bag and make it happen. And then let me just do a check to make sure I'm running order, to make sure it's improper. So I'm going to go through this and write this properly so I know the proper order for which we are going to travel. So we're going to, Jay, let you come in and do your thing, followed by Walking Erotica. All right. Taking all this up. All right. Sweet and Deep, are you there? Sweet and Deep, are you there?
I am here. I just needed to take my phone off mute.
Okay. All right. So after they go, I'm going to bring you up right after them for you to do your piece. And then from there, Monella, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Monella? Okay. Mm-hmm. So then it'll be you, PPP. Right, and then we'll just roll in line. Then we'll go in line. It'll be Lips, Pound Cake, Rare, Marielle, pressure if she decides to read. Drippy, if he decides to read. Frella Negra, if you decide to read. Omari, if you decide to read. Zanice, if you decide to read. All right? We're just going to roll in that order. All right? Are we good?
We're good.
Are y'all ready?
Let's go.
Y'all ready? All right. So fair warning, let me give the thing. We over here at Epiphany Radio Universe, as well as the 100 Poetry Collective, are not responsible for anything that happens from the result of listening to this poetry. We are not responsible for any side coochery, any bad relationships that results from you deciding to call somebody and having them come over. If you get pregnant, do not see us. We have a very healthy litigation department. We are not responsible for anything that happens. You are on your own. And if it's a bad idea and you think it's a bad idea, take it home and try it. And with that being said, our first feature, the Queen of Erotic Poetry, the headmistress and the general of the Honey Drippers, Jason Long.
Thank you. Well, since no one's performed tonight, I'm gonna be gentle, and since we talked about it, I'm gonna do this poem. We're gonna start with something sweet. He called me a superhero, saving to me the highest praise. Shadow cat, walking through walls he directed to protect his delicate balance of life. Me, Kitty Pride, tiptoed to materialize the other side of his once invincible steel cage hard skin. Amazon princess, lassoed this power man fellow, poured truth into his cup until it overflowed, showed wonders quotidian to this temptress, even Olympus had a weakness. He called me superhero. I mean, I am pretty damn fantastic. He loved my mystique, revealed myself to him beneath skin bruised blue from past bouts with brutes, and he called it beautiful. He is a beast, and I am wary. Though his claws could easily pierce, it was his gentle caress that cracked my diamond epidermis. I'm in way over my head and don't know how to fly, only learn how to run toward the sun's top speed, look beside, realize he's just as fast as me and his archangel wings, breathtaking. I touched my back and now know that itch has been the feeling of something missing. Looking at his, I distinguish what it is. His eyes, enveloping me in oceans of emotion even Poseidon couldn't cross. His heart, I've adamantium encased so I could never break with my Hulk rage because my fits and word bullets are the strongest that there is, but he doesn't like when I'm angry. So soothed with the siren song, I can't resist. The sun shines, this green influence. My willpower has no effect. This mortal with conqueror tendencies fell victim to his beauty, strength, and intelligence. And his whispers in my ear, dear friend, they left me powerless. This rogue has stolen my ability to flee, yet we are the same. Touches tactically placed and our wonder twin power activates. I marvel at the universes we create within our space. It seems as though the earth evaporates every time we lay hands on one another. Pause, time and space, eyes lock in place, and even though I still can't fly, he has me taking leaps of faith. Superhero, he called me. I'm merely a human being, but he makes me feel like a god.
All right, superhero, got it.
Oh, yeah. I want to say, hold on, let me just do that. Amazing. Now we're going to go over to you, Walking Erotica.
Yes, sir. I will not be so gentle. I'm sorry. I know you're tired. I know you're fatigued and exhausted. But hang in there, baby. I'm proud of you. Just breathe. Take your time. Look, squeeze my hand if you need to. Look at me, baby. It's okay. I'm standing here proud to be right next to you as you deliver another orgasm to me. Through every stroke and shiver, you will give me every single one. Slide down a little bit. I don't want you getting a cramp in your neck or getting a concussion. Not yet, anyway. Allow me to continue to decode and rewrite understanding on your mainframe. Stroke you 3 times so I can wake your body and spirit before I free fall down the mountains to your wishing well to start my morning off with good luck. Suck your pussy lips gently and kiss and lick your clit with purpose. Grind to my rhythm. Let me know you want more of your spirit slurped and cleansed by my soul gargling vacuum. And I grip my head and pick the position in which you want to dirty wine on my face. I'll lock in the place while you have your way with me, not just pace. Damn right, grind the shit out of my tongue and break my nose if you have to. Bitch, you earn this. Climax and drown me in your infinite ocean and take enough of my life until you are satisfied. Now that's my girl. Now let me blow my nose, wipe my face, and lotion your cum into my dick. Climb on top of you and sit my thick rod on top of your flower as I latch on to your left nipple and wet my whistle. Your milk runs through my soul and gives me the adrenaline to bless your pussy with this blood-filled hammer of God. Slide myself inside of you and kiss for every inch that runs in and out of you. Slow strokes and light kisses cause intense feelings of wrenched clitoris as you involuntarily kegel around him. Leak around this pipe while I lug more nuts out of your pussy and you get closer to passing out. Flood my kingdom while I bust down every levee you ever built to protect your queendom. And I stay on my Olympic swimmer shit. I'm always ready. Stroke and flow all through your river. Slurp all of your nutrients and open the mouth of your cream stream to carry me to my destination. Thank you for keeping the station open for me, baby. And I know you hate whenever I come in late, but hopefully I'm forgiven in exchange for your experience satisfaction. Peace.
Fuck, was that a promise or a threat?
Damn.
Yeah.
So you have to start with something gentle. You get this? Yes, I love it. Love it.
I just feel bad for you ladies. It ain't safe.
Not at all.
It is not safe.
Yeah, Walker Rocket, did I tell you that the when we was on stage and over the person and she talked about she's like, I'd do it again.
I was like, what?
She's like, I'm coming. She's like, I'm gonna be there in December. You don't understand. You know, I'm going. I was like, you asked me that. Yo, for real. She's like, I'll do it again. I was like, what? Anyway, from VA, met her this weekend. Oye, I have nicknamed her affectionately Amen and Hallelujah. First name Amen, last name Hallelujah. Sweet and deep. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yes,
I just
want
to know, is this recorded? Because I'm definitely going to have to listen to that last poem at night with some wine and my toy. Like, I'm just going to have to do that. So is this recorded?
Yes. Yes, this is recorded. This is recorded. It goes across all platforms.
Okay, thank you.
iHeartRadio, you name it, Spotify, iTunes. It's on all the platforms. Okay, but
perfect.
The mic is yours.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm Sweet Indie Poetry. I do have a YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. This poem I'm going to do is called, what is it? I forget. A Foreplay. So I hope you guys like it. I've been waiting for you. It's been a long day. I've been sending you dirty texts and pictures of me in lingerie. I've been playing with your mind
anticipating this moment when you arrive. I've already set the mood. Now let me undress you after that long drive. Have a seat on the couch. I have the wine, strawberries, and grapes. Let me take off your shoes and give you a massage so all the stress can escape. Now that I've got you undressed, let me guide you to the bed. Tonight, you're gonna instruct me so I can be the best to ever give you head. First, I lay you on your back and start jerking you with spit in my hand. Play with the tip with my tongue and don't stop until it starts to expand. I'm looking in your eyes and arousing you with my look of flirtation. I love when you grab my head and deep throat me like it was my pussy getting penetration. Calm down, daddy. I don't have to suck your dick that fast. I want you to enjoy this foreplay, and I want your heart on to last. Now tell me where you want me to put this pussy. You know I love it in your face, but before you eat it, take your tongue and give my nipples a trace. You feel how wet I am? Calm down, we don't need to rush. I want this to be a great experience, something memorable for both of us. Now eat this pussy. Take your tongue and place it under the hood. Give it a little pressure. That's the spot. That shit feels good. Now let me lay next to you while you please my body with sexual sensation. Listen to my body talk and control me with no hesitation. Massage my body. Start by sucking my toes. You feel how my body responds to you. Understand all my high and lows. See how we communicate. We understand our bodies as one. Now, get over here and fuck this pussy. All this foreplay shit was fun.
The dick sucking.
I'm like, are you still there?
Sorry. I might have been in the background busy a little bit. But forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm here. I'm here. Gonna throw the bell. Just throw the bell. Okay, there we go. Throw the bell. Yeah. Thanks for
that.
Yes.
So that piece
here.
Is called
yes,
Foreplay. You can find it on my YouTube.
Well, yeah.
I think I'm gonna make.
Speaking of which, we just bought Acyon. He just came in the room. Acyon in here. Say what's up, Acyon.
That porn was nasty as fuck. Hello. I like it.
Acyon, what's good, Brownie?
What up with you, boy? I had to get on here and listen to y'all.
Appreciate you, man.
Hey, Jay.
Good to see you, too.
Giant Nation all day.
Hey, exactly.
You already know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so a quick, fast, and hurry. Acyon, just for the record, remember when you was like, Who's the person with the black leather shorts on? That's her. That's the person in the picture. That's her. There you go.
That was the one with the black leather shorts and the lace?
Yeah.
Yes, that was me.
How you doing, baby? What's going on with you?
He said, Jaycion, I'm good, Jaycion. How are you?
I'm doing well, but it's Acyon, but I'll let it pass as long as I can see
Acyon,
you in that ass.
I'm sorry, I apologize, Acyon.
No
I'll
offense.
I'll put some respect on your name.
It's all good. I appreciate it. You were awesome. I would love to have a meet up with you. Javi, we can arrange it so we can sit down and talk about these poetry.
I do pull up. I just was in New York, New Jersey, and Philly over this weekend trying to make sure that I get out there, perform, and make some connections. So I'm really happy about the connections I made in New Jersey. New Jersey has been, so far, the best connection I've made.
Okay, well, that's nice. You know what? I'm chivalrous. I pull up on you. Where are you at?
I'm in Virginia.
As for veterans before, we got to move forward. I'm gonna put you
we're gonna go to
the international drip, the Canadian drip. We're gonna go over here to the fantastic and wonderful and amazing Monella. Monella, are you ready?
I am ready. But first things first, you were 100% rocking those shorts. I need to just add on to that train. That was a wonderful addition to your closet. I hope that you wear the shit out of them and then buy, like, 3 more pairs. You know what I mean? Like, my God.
I just have 2 pairs.
Amen.
You look great in leather. Madam, it's a pleasure to hear you.
Thank you. I can't wait to hear your piece.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. It's a pleasure to be here. Jay Simone and Walking Erotica are two wonderful people who I had the pleasure of meeting once, walking twice. Jay is the first of any of y'all here who has been inside my home, and I will repeat that gladly any other time.
I'm coming back to visit you.
Oh, you better. I'll have food ready and better things on TV.
Thank you. Love it.
So, fucking what? My pussy is dripping. Sticky. I'm squirming. Our sex is coating my inner thighs. Too much sauce to stay inside. My stuffing is seeping through, reminding me of my answer to whose pussy is this? Yours, Daddy. It's all yours. My body a temple for you to pray in, for you to bless my temples with forehead kisses and appetizer to your thrusts, digging into me like an entree before leaving me with the most delicious slice of cream pie, soaking through my panties on the drive home, daydreaming of the next time I get to kneel at your feet and suck down every drop of medicine for my soul. Daddy, I am yours, and you are mine. Thank you so much for listening to my poetry.
It's the breathing
from that. Give me strength.
It's beautiful. Oh.
Yeesh.
Mm.
I just want to know, because he did that and then she just hopped on. Yeah. I'm going to throw the bell on that one. Sorry. Can throw the bell. I just see what we doing tonight. And I guess it ain't going to get no better because, you know, of course, we're going to bring in the pretty, oh so pretty, Pavak the poet. PPP, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am here.
Mr. I write Ed Day, and all my shit is excellent. Are you ready?
I am.
Mike is yours.
All right. This piece is called Questionable. Hey. Babe, do you think of me? When the room is dark and your thoughts and heart get settled, do you think of me? with your toy vibrating gentle. Do you think of me, licking open your petals, sheets wet and disheveled, sun setting on the east shadows of our two black bodies assembled? Do you think of me as innocent or the devil? When you wrestle counting sheep, do you masturbate to pics of me, vids of me? Do you think of me when skies are asleep and morning creeps around the smile of the moon? Do you think of me buried in your womb as you give birth to an orgasm soon? Do you think of me like I think of you? Swooned, sweet, spooned from the back, deep, complete. Do you bite your lip like a freak peeking into the future? Do you think of me in your medulla? Do you watch my poems on your computer, wet at how my tongue so smoothly maneuvers? Do ya look for a secret sign in the design of stars, some kind of sign from a god who knows the beginning and ending? Nah. Do you think of biting my neck, and do you look to hold my long black weapon? Do you think of sending me more attention, more affection? Am I your number one selection of caramel perfection? Do you stare at me when I'm not looking to see a reflection of love? Do you find it? Or is your love blinded by mere boredom? I wonder if you're snoring, squirting, sleeping. Do you know you hold my heart for safekeeping? You are the rhythm of love that keeps it beating. Are you thinking about meeting me for dinner on a date one evening, eating me on a plate of promise? Is it my smirk that causes Niagara Falls? Is it the thought of bondage with me that turns you on? Is it my poetry erotic, my tongue that's both tempting and teasingly toxic? Do you think of me when it's dark and the sky is starlit? Be honest, out of the blue, do you think of me late at night while I smile, thinking of only you?
Smoke that.
Great job.
Filthy. Dirty. Hold on here. Filthy and dirty. I give it up.
Pretty T is what they call him, player.
Exactly.
Say that, yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Wow. Filthy. I'll give it up for International Drip, the pretty provocative poet. So you give you some applause for. Now we're gonna go.
I just have to say
person.
I love it here. I love it.
You're
here.
Welcome. Well, trust me. We'll have you come around us. We do more. Trust me, we do more. But this is a celebration for Jay and Walking Robotica, but we're going to move on to Virginia to Alabama by way of Virginia. The Pussy Ties are known as Lisa Lips. Lisa Lips, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Mic is yours.
Can y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. This piece is called Better Than I Imagined. I don't understand it. How I could fall so deeply into your trance. You see, I wasn't looking for anyone, just trying to not be so alone. So when you came into my vision, not too tall, thick, the kind of man that most don't envision, but once they learn of your magic, Mmm. gentleness in your voice. Felt your touch. I knew I had to have you. Warm rain fell as we strolled and chatted. Neither of us bothered by the moisture. We ducked into an alley to steal a few kisses. Kisses that fanned the embers of an already rising flame. And you looked me in my eyes. No words were needed. You took my hand and led me to heaven. A tiny motel just off the main street. Room 143 was our oasis. You peeled away my wet layers and laid me on the worn cotton sheets. Then bared your flesh in the dimness and enveloped me. You manipulated my body as if you had been here 1,000 times before. And I languished in every moment and in turn savored your body as the day became night. The things we did were unspeakable and oh, so satisfying. We laid under the cover of darkness and neon light, just breathing in the ambrosia of weed. Both of us knowing this was just a movie. And in the wee hours of the morning, the final scene played out. We cut back through the alley to the spot where our encounter began. You held me close, kissed my forehead, and leaned back as I stepped away. That night was a microcosm in time, better than I imagined, but never to be repeated. I'm lit, and you've just been serving.
So hold on, Jay. So what do you think about that, Jay?
I loved it. Very excited. Great job.
I liked it too. I like the evolution. Lisa, you riding this? You've been riding these beats, man. You've been riding them.
Let's go, wife.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I was waiting.
That was actually a challenge issued last week. That was issued out by C-34, and I took it up wholeheartedly.
That's what's up. I love it. All right, so we're going to go from you. We're going to go back over to ATL. We're going to go see Pound Cake.
Hey. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
My baby mama.
Hey, Papa. All right. I'm going to do this piece. Softball. Lips. Leaves kissed imprints on my memory of our last orgasmic session. before I could even begin to provide details. Let me build up the wetness. Let me send tingles and chills down your limbs where explosive sensations spill onto sheets, panties, and boxer briefs. Let me tell you how your voice, mine, fucked me into submission. Before your sentence was finished, I was already assuming the position. Mouth wide open and tongue dropped, ready to receive your full, thick, erect, veiny cock. I wanted it badly. Saliva built up massively, and all I wanted to do was swallow dick. But like I said, this was just the prelude. I haven't even touched it yet. You're telling me you're craving to taste the honey that's organically made. You said you've been fiending for days and the sensation is unbearable. You need to have my sticky moisturizing cream rubbed into your goatee. Why? Because pussy juice is good for the skin. If you don't believe me, come. Have a consultation where samples will be provided, but take heed to my warning. She isn't for everybody. She's addictive, habit-forming, appealing to the eye and the walls. The walls, they're tight. When inside, it's like getting a hug from all sides. Look up snapper in the dictionary, and you'll see a picture of my pretty pink pussy. Your skin will come back shiny, glossy even, like a big bucket of chicken which just smeared all over your face. It got everywhere, on your nose, your lips, your cheeks, your chin. You wanted to see just how much wetness you could take. You didn't realize that she is a forever fountain, i.e. wetness for days. And you're dehydrated, so she super soaked your face. So I used my tongue to get it. While making circle motions around your tonsils, you get tired of waiting for it. You lift me up. You guide me down onto this perfectly crafted specimen. I'm in heaven now. As you thrust and I bounce, the room fills with macaroni in the pot and weave sounds. You turned on more. I can feel it. You add ass slapping as the percussional sound. The beat of our tantric song is growing. You have bass, drum, and now laid vocals on the track. Came, then you came. A photo, perfect, finish. And you just got served a piece of pound cake.
Oh, the moisture.
Yeah. Get it.
All right, I'm going to eat you pound cake to give my drawers back. I don't know where they went. They ran off in that direction. I know you've seen them. Where am I from? Because we'd be running flagpoles in the convent. But my drawers back.
They're going into the collection. They're going into the collection.
I can't be walking around. I'm be knocking stuff off.
They're gone, bro.
I got like 47 pairs of Mojave underwear at the convent.
That collection shit.
That's what I'm saying.
They make nice flags. They make really nice flags.
Speaking of flags, and going here with some noise, bringing bell ringing, fruit eating, lip tantalizing. Rare Epiphany, are you ready?
Hey.
Oh, let me just give this preemptive bell before you even get on, because I ain't gonna hit the bell. My hands might be busy. So you know, I'm gonna hit the bell early. I'm sorry. just give you the preemptive, you know, because I may not be able to pay attention or be in a good space. to answer that. But
my hobby goes up to the board when she gets finished.
Yeah, it might get sticky over there. You never know.
You know what? All right. So they asked me why I don't drink. I can't be trusted when I'm twisted. Admittedly, inebriated me don't have the best judgment. I must have been wasted when I made this mistake of drinking you in, indulging you when I didn't know your proof. Now I'm poof gone, stumbling to the throne of your grace to come face to face with your majesty. Imagine me kneeling to pay penance with lips and tongue, drunk off tasting you, sprung from the flavor you impart upon my palate. I grab it and slurp slow. You are sweeter than Merlot, hints of cocoa, mocha, manhood. I had to come downtown for this good lick. Straight, no chasers, no mixers, neat. I siphon all that sweet from your cane, lick and suck stalk full of goodness over and over again, unrefined, straight from the vine, coating my lips, leave my palate dripping with sticky goodness, messy in the mingling. Mouth left tingling by your absinthe, tongue licking and creaming its thickness, head swimming from this sickness, and I suck slow and then with ferocity, knowing full well the crash that will greet me when you are done and we are well combed and I am high from the drip. Rare's epiphanies.
What the fuck was that?
Wait a minute.
They calling you offline, Charlotte.
Yo,
I'm calling you offline. Yo,
it was the automatic appeal for me. It was the automatic appeal for me.
It was the way that I was playing with my peer. I'm sorry for me.
It's the fucking voice. Oh, my gosh. Like, ain't nobody telling you to be this goddamn sexy right now, motherfucker?
Listen, I'm just saying. Listen, I'm going to need my butt cheeks to unclench one good time for this because I'm clenched up real quick. I feel like I got involuntary Kegels. Bad shit is happening. And I ain't got enough cold press to get this out.
Don't worry. Canada is compromised.
I'm going to slide back in the convent real quick. Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, slide. I think, yeah, there's a lot of slide going on.
See, like, how obvious that damn
slide.
Convent they keep talking about.
A lot of sucking. A lot of sucking. My God. But hit the bell. God damn it. We're going to go over here. Go over here to the sensei, Shinobi. Y'all give it up for Rare one more time. You know. Sensational Bear, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Y'all hear me?
All right. Yeah. I can hear you, you know.
Okay, bet.
All right. I'm going to do this one. First of all, I want to say I absolutely love these two people that y'all are featuring today. Like,
I love you back, bro.
Man, listen, like, is a genuine fella. I mean, genuine fella. Like, oh, like, that's big bro right there. And Jay is, anyway, okay. I'm going to go ahead and get it.
Thank you.
Wet dream.
I fucking love them. Like, they are amazing. Okay. All right, here we go. I'm trying to find the words that will move your soul. The cadence that'll give you the statement, oh, shit. Where it makes you stare at my lips, then you can feel every word coming out of it. Then even after an hour, you still feel bothered like I devoured you in phrases that'll leave you wet. And the thing is, I didn't even eat it yet. But if you let me give you this poetry. I'll speak to your pussy and odyssey about what I'll do to your yoni, like lick, dip, spit, do a tongue twist with two fingers in it, flipping up the juices as a producer for solution of your personal fragrance. See, I plan on making you my favorite meal of the day, where each lick is taking an ounce of your stress away. So let me insert my tongue into your yoni like a USB and upload SSD onto your motherboard as my fingertips playing your keyboard and explore your body's intel like a Excel spreadsheet. I just want to know what makes your body tweak. I'll keep it discreet, but yet have you leak information to me that you don't want no one to see. See, I'm that computer geek. I know exactly what you need to reach that upload complete. So you can save this to your memory on some computer love tendencies. So let me connect my circuits up to your firewall and install protocols that will make your system crash afterwards. Then afterwards, we adjust your server with these poetic words where poetic verb, you're in a nervous. And I don't think you understand these metaphors, but I'm going to put it in simple form. I just want to learn what makes your body yearn and have the ability to turn you on with these poetic tongues. Feeling the words coming from my lips, my tongue make you roll your hip, voice rolls your hip. We're hearing a piece of me by taking a risk. Have you wondering if I even know how to do this shit? Well, see, I want to be a curiosity. Because they say curiosity kills the pussy, like a white person in a horror film movie. Investigating the sounds of a haunted queen. See, I want this piece to possess your body naturally. With my cans, little, put you in a trance where you begin hearing voices come from your pants, like, horny. I need Georgie. Ooh, you know, Georgie gets scary. Are you a little spook? Or are you just tempted to see if these words are true? Like, can my tongue make you move like my words do? Can I screw your nut roots and produce a dragon fruit and dig into you so deep that I begin to hit your family root? I don't know, does it ponder you? Because I don't think you can handle this truth, because if you only knew, I don't talk shit. I just speak with confidence. Arigato.
Let's go, Mariel.
Yes, yes, Mariel.
Oh, throw my hands. Oh, smooth ass.
Everybody's on one.
Smooth, smooth pussy slaying ass. Fucking Sensei Shinobi. I'll come in here all smooth and shit. Like he had a razor. He was shaving some ass. Oh, never mind. Go on to the next person. Go on to the next person because we run out of time. But we're going to go over here. Drippy.
Yarr. Drippy, what's good, bro?
Yeah, what's good, bro? What's good, sis? How y'all doing?
Hey.
Farewell.
Thank you.
Drippy!
Yeah.
What's up, everybody?
Oh.
How y'all doing? What y'all doing?
What's happening, Brody?
Nothing much, man. You know what I'm saying? The usual. You know, rubbing clicks and looking at what's happening.
Okay, good sir. Do you plan on sharing something this evening?
I can share a lot. When I was four,
hello,
I was the back of a bicycle, and I skipped my dip.
Who's on the back of the bicycle?
We're not gonna talk about who's on the back of the bicycle. Just listen. Okay, listen. Yeah, I can share something. You want me to share something?
Come on.
A poem.
Like,
it's a poem.
Like, come on, Drippy. Come on.
All right. I'm not a poet, by the way. I just want to let everybody know that. I am.
Lying ass, shut up.
If you don't stop and just read a poem.
Chris, you're rubbing off on him.
That's what I'm talking about.
Stop it. No.
I mean, you know, they say you feed them long enough. They, anyway. How about this? She asked, what did I want? And I replied with a grin, I want you fucking me until you realize we can no longer be friends. See, there'll be no benefit for this temporary engagement, so fuck me until we make this shit permanent. A sustained relationship as I stain your walls with my drip, so when you get horny, you can't help but to smell my scent. Better yet, here's a better suggestion. Tattoo my lips on every place I'm going to kiss. So whenever you're feeling lonely, you can just rub them and reminisce on the words of this brilliantly filthiness that's causing you to become drenched. See, I had a few lines about hand placement, but I'll skip them to say this. Tattoo my tongue on the hood of your clit. So whenever you play with it, you feel my licks. Rotate your goosebumps so it feels like my taste buds are tasting each one of your nerve endings as you're sending replays from my foreplay, signaling your brain to send back climaxes until you're squirting. So I believe this is where my hands are supposed to go. Tattoo my hands on places I've gripped, your neck, your breasts, those ass cheeks. So when you sit, breathe, or speak, your body responds as if you could still feel me through your longing. That will raise your horny until you're faintly moaning, calling me from a stall at work just so I could watch you erupt. That's when it will be time for me to tattoo my dick inside your body, permanently impressing me into your cavity, so no matter what you use, it would never be satisfying nor replicate how I leave you feeling. How I left your muscles in atrophy, making it hard for you to walk away from me. So next time I say, let me hear your moan, just open your mouth and this dick will select the song. Now, since you're a poet, the last thing I need you to just tattoo my fingerprint on your pen so the next time you use it, it will be like me messaging you personally while you're writing, reconnecting with our close encounters. See, the motion of printing a single word would be the impact I imprint onto your world, so stop fucking with me before I make a woman out of you, little girl.
Ooh!
He said don't fuck with him.
Yeah. Don't play with him. Don't play with that man.
Yes,
you'll love it.
Yes.
Yeah. He was spray painting walls and then tattooing dick inside. You know what? Goodbye.
Tattoo his tongue on the hood of the clit, so that when you play with it, you can feel his lick. Is that what he said? Okay, I'm sorry.
That's what he said. That's what he said. It's right there. Hey, Drippy.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good. Throw a growl in there for the goodness sake of the ladies. Please, baby.
No.
Don't do that shit.
All right. Well, it is 10:59. You got 10 seconds to call in here, but you're in here. We're about to go into overtime. We got a few more people. Please hang on tight. The streaming will stop, and of course, it becomes after dark. We got a few more people left that we can get to. Plus, Janiyah on Fire is in the building. She came over here. She's been trying to stay on and everything else. So hopefully we can keep her on for everything else because she wanted to visit with everybody particularly. So we're going to go from Prince Drippy, who's my favorite Philly John, one of my best friends in the entire universe, La Perla Negra. La Perla Negra, are you there?
I'm here. I don't know if I can keep up with y'all, but I'm here.
Of course you could keep up. You in the drip.
Stop playing.
Joke about, oh, that's like you know, I ain't a poet. Fucking capping ass. I think that's what peer pressure, they just be capping. That's what the hell they've been capping. Everybody in here capping and shit. So come on in here, La Perla Negra, and let's hear what you got to say.
All right. This is untitled. He told me he's not cheating on me. He just has a separate relationship with my throat. I said, my throat makes stalkers, and my hips know your lips as well, so I don't mind swinging. Come on. Play with me. Know your spirit inspires my light within. Your words contour my soul. Because they know the depths of my hidden spaces. Open to me, freely, so that I may plunge in the exquisite force that is your energy, and I promise I will only go as deep as you allow me. My body never stops calling to you, longing for you. You can go as deep as you want. Because I love the way my sex weaves your body language. Talk down to me in my native tongue, the way only you know how. Tell me once again to spread those legs of mine and make room for you to enter. Show me how much you love my creative playfulness. You know it's cute and naughty, and my thoughts are even naughtier, if I know what to do with them. And I'm really, really, really wet. Daddy loves to keep his tongue inside me. I told him to pass up on the beach and let me ride your face before I ride you. I want you to feel the warm fluids run through your beard and down your chest. A vignette of my overflow like the stream of a revitalizing spring. Endless. And renewing. Because when I slide this pussy down on that beautiful, wonderful, delicious, mouth-watering tool, I want us wet, skin to skin. Or we could just 69, you fuck my face as I deep throat and suck you into my esophagus while you slurking my sweet elixir after signing your name all over. That glorious tongue of yours. And we just kiss after we come. Great sex doesn't have to happen in the bedroom. You have that peace.
Come in here. Do some stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah. Listen, I'm tell your ass one more time, Danielle, you ain't going to be moaning. You ain't going to be doing that moaning shit during the fucking poem. You ain't going to keep doing that shit. I'm just telling you right now. You know, there's a lot of compromise going on. Keep going here.
It was the moaning and not the fact that she talked about constricting you in the back of her throat. The moaning?
Yeah.
It was like the throat.
The separate relationship with the throat. It's the separate relationship with the throat. Like, nah, put your throat on the phone. Talk to your throat.
Yo.
I'm fucking dead.
Stupid.
Boy, I ain't got nothing to say to your stink ass. Put your throat on the phone.
Damn.
I ain't buying you shit, but I bought your throat everything. Well, you're supposed to get it.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Get it.
Damn.
They're throat of champions.
It's an acquired taste.
You're like, I can't stand your ass, but I love your throat.
Thank you.
Matter of fact, I'm going to give you another bell for that. Anyway, give me another bell. Get a bell for that. All right, so we're going to go from you. Janiyah, are you here? Janiyah, are you here?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I just want to tell y'all hello, and I love y'all, and it's nice to hear y'all.
Well, thank you, Janiah. We like to hear you, too. Thank you for your support.
Janiah.
We appreciate you.
Right there,
that was Janiah on fire. Hey, baby.
That is Janiah on fire. Yeah.
Yes, this is Rare. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, my sis, Rare Epiphany.
That's what's up. She's like, it's me. I was like, oh, word, it's you? I said, I didn't even know. I was make sure. So, Janai, I know you in the truck, you moving around. Can you do a piece or no?
I really can't, not right now.
Okay, well, you know, we'll take it in. We'll catch you on Clubhouse on one of the other platforms you come through and make sure it can happen so you get in here and do a piece. But thank you for coming. We appreciate the support. We love you.
Thank you for coming through, though.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to go from you. We're going to go to Songbird, Trinity.
Hey.
World-class shit
stuff. Hey, y'all.
You and Mother Jack is starting all that shit yesterday.
Hello. I didn't plan on doing nothing, but, I mean, I can.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Thank
you. Come back in 2 minutes.
Matter of fact, wait, is Mother Dragon in here too?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me, Hoff?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, because I couldn't hear y'all. Okay. Let's see. I didn't plan on doing anything. I was just going to listen to y'all be nasty and be innocent and stuff.
Okay. I don't know why you lying, but you have peace or you don't have peace?
Come back to me. Give me like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't cover 2 minutes? All right. This is what I do because it is a school night. You know, because we back to that now. We're back to it. And this kid's got to go. And I'm like, you know, he don't like to move around when I move around. So what we're going to do is I'm going to go. Then Songbird's going to go. And then Jay and then Walker Erotica, of course. You do what you normally do. You shut it down. Close us out. Is that good with everything? You good with it?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Jay, you good with that?
It's great with me.
I'm good. Let's go.
Okay. All
right, let me
switch it up real quick. Can y'all hear me?
That's so clear.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we hear you.
I bet, because I had to move some stuff around.
All right. Oh, boy.
Here we go. I want to feel what you feel like when your soul ignites and you and just a wild spirit. Will you surrender your skin as a canvas to be painted by touch and tongue? Will unseen sublimation appear as sounds travel from the deepest parts of your lungs? Allow me to capture your pulse. Will drums convulse the rhythm of hip, lick, dances, and slides between lips, strings to heated steam, porific and intense sex terrific. This tantric galactic, these orgasmic temper tantrums as we consume our juicy sons. This get right was about how your aura glows at night. This moonbeam across your backside as we're the stars and spoke when we ride. As we turn each other out, exploding pleasure on the inside. I will meet your demands through sweet seduction till it meets your passion's reduction. I feast you. Beast you with two backs up against the wall. All for all, let this sweat paint turn devils into saints, the hell of release into heaven, your sixes into sevens, holy like unleavened bread. Remember what you said, or what you plan to do. You're not sure if this insurance will cover you, and now you rest between my covers, breathless. Your horny met, your desire loosed, your landscape traveled, your passion unraveled, your bodies unthreaded, while you lay here in my bed. And that's the piece.
In your bed, huh?
Let's go.
Drip.
Drip.
Yes.
Who's harboring panties, man?
So the... So just throw the bell from the side.
Just nasty. Okay.
Take one to no one. Songbird, you up next?
I'll be fast in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to move. I have to wait. Okay. Guess I go to a reliable one. Okay. Take my hand, and I'll lead you to my sacred land. Awareness and wonder, take it easy. Now that I got you here, there's no need to fear. I want you to taste me here, talk to me nice. I'm one of a kind, with desire in mind. Baby, you're all mine. Talk to me nice. Put your mouth right here and your dick right there, with desire in mind. How you want it? Face down, ass up, running from it. I'ma jump on it. Yeah, yeah, it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing stopping me. It ain't nothing stopping us tonight. Desire in mind. Fuck me harder. As your breast gets stronger, go deep in me, daddy. Take it easy. I've been a very bad girl. Watch my ass bounce and twirl. I'll rock your world tall. To me nice. I'm one of a kind, with desire in mind. Baby, you're all mine. Tall. To me nice. Put your mouth right here and your dick right there, with desire in mind. How you want it? Face down, ass up, no running from it. I'ma jump on it, yeah, yeah, it ain't nothing stopping me, and it ain't nothing stopping us tonight, and I want you to talk to me nice, just talk to me nice, ooh, talk to me nice, with desires in mind. That's it.
You better sing that.
That's what I'm talking about. That's it.
We need to record this, man.
See, y'all, listen, you got both of them on you. You got PPP and Walking Erotic. We got to do something. Gotta do something. Let me throw some applause, please. Annabelle. All right. That shit is dope. Man, that shit is
it's
dope.
Happening.
I swear to God. Man, for real, for real. Okay. You know. Somebody just texted me. They said, "Were you releasing that? Because they trying to make that they ringtone, Songbird." I just got that message just came through. That's serious. That's when you heard the
Let's
ping.
Go.
You hear, like,
yes.
I'm just telling you, when y'all be hearing pings going off in the background, that's people, right? That's when I'll be like, yeah, that's what I just got this in the back channel. And people be pinging in and stuff like that. So when people ping in, I'm going to read it to you because you know that's what I do. So they said, you know, when you releasing that, they trying to make it your ringtone. Because, you know, but that's our shit, you know, when you're doing it. How you want it?
Where is
yeah.
ACI when I need him?
I'm just trying to tell you. It's good shit. It's good shit. All right. So now we're gonna go to the headmaster general of the drip. The hostess with the mostest, and really the mostest. In this case, you've never been to the show, you'd understand what I'm talking about when I'm saying the mostest. The mostest. You know, just in case you didn't know. With Shoe Game Extraordinaire, Extraordinaire. And for real, I'm really trying to do this heels thing. We got to do the heels thing. Because you understand that. She got to do at least four
you know,
or five different
costume
changes and stuff like that.
Listen, you know I'm always trying to do costume changes, at least those shoes. That's what we do. So.
That's true.
All right, so I have a poem now. It's not quite as gentle. But I do have to ask the question. Is everybody here, I guess, because I sell adult toys, so I'm always like, does everybody know toys or is it just me? People know, like, a rabbit and a wand. People know what they are. I don't know. Okay. Hopefully.
I know toys.
Okay, good.
Yes,
good,
I
good,
do.
Good.
I mean, I heard
it. Good. Okay, good. As long as you know, like, a rabbit and a wand. We good. All right. Ciao. I'm a reverse gremlin. You've got to keep me wet to see my gentle gizmo side. Like those Snickers commercials. I'm not me when I'm horny and need to be satisfied. If this caramel doesn't drip and my nuts don't hit, I'm raging. Thinking of jumping sexy strangers in the street. You. Yes, you. You have no idea. You barely escape with your life. I need some of that. Act right. See me, grab me, kiss me so deep I lose my breath. Head moves to neck. Up back of head, grab hair and dip with it type kiss. No words spoken yet, but your eyes. They bet me you'll make me scream your name. Shit. Let me show you what this mouth do. Tongue, tracing trails of old fantasies, replacing them with me. Sizzling my DNA onto yours with my oral graffiti. This is art. The way I drizzle onto your canvas will make the best modern impressionist jealous. You, well hung like museum paintings. Let me taste your masterpiece. Open, lick. Receive deep, spit, repeat until I feel you pulse, body convulse, ready to paint my throat. I'm a fucking monster. You now marvel hard, grab my hair, throw me to the bed and repay me in kind. Ignite the embers smoldering between my eyes. I swear, no one eats my pussy like you. Galactus, devourer of worlds. I surrender after the fifth, damn near begging for the dick, and there is no need to be soft and sweet. Let's save that for another time, because I want that. Don't know whether to call the cops or the ASPCA for these guttural animalistic sounds sprouting out of this house, scratches on skin, then twist hands around wrists, lip above my head, cuff. This lioness delights at your entrance, and... You stroke the predator, the prey. She purrs her approval and kitty wants to play. Do something more Looney Tunes. You hunting deep for another release. Ammo, adult toys in hand. Rabbit season, wand season, rabbit season, wand season. Insert. Oh, I think it's rabbit season. You want to explore my other bunny hole? Duck down. Slow insert. Turn me into a Tasmanian devil. Get caught in this whirlwind tunnel. Vibration on my clit. Rabbit deep within my trench. And you, exploring the slick midnight where my full body orgasm sits. And I put your hand to my neck. Don't fucking stop. You're giving it to me just how I like it. And I squirt my Thanksgiving. Yes. You can fuck me gutter rough like that. And we can make that sweet, oh, love tomorrow.
Savage.
I'm just going to say fuck. Yeah. Damn, Jay. Hold on. Let me just.
I saw the whole thing.
Just one more time for good measure. Just one more time. This is a good measure. God damn. Shit. She's like, you know when somebody says they're a monster, you got to believe them and shit. I'm a monster. Be like, yeah, I believe you. Oh, okay. You want to explore my other money?
Oh, I am.
Nigga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I saw
that. Another bell. Throw the bell.
Thank you.
It'd be like Rocky. Throw the bell. Okay. Never mind. That being said, as we come to the end of our program, we are going to bring in the very, we have to run all the names, right? Mr. Yes Lord, Mr. Bitch, you better. Yo, matter of fact, remember the first time he said, bitch, you better? Everybody was like, oh, shit.
I remember.
I felt both attacked and aroused all at once.
Shit, I felt my hair being pulled, yanked when he said that.
I just looked at the phone like, what the hell did I just hear? What? Okay, you better.
It was crazy, you know. But he also was Mr. Shut Him Down. The perfect way to punctuate the end of something really fresh and amazing. I bring you Walking Erotica.
Thank you, sir. Piece I'm about to read is called Death After Life. Now, the last time I ate your pussy, almost died. But here I am, again. Head boxed in between your legs like a cane in front of your blessed gates. Why art thou continue to tempt thee? No matter the reason, that pussy is mine. Mine to feast, mine to please. Mine to finger, mine to forever fuck, mine to take my time to smell through, mine to swim in, and mine to worship so. It's also mine to die in. So as long as I reign supreme ruler of this pussy, I will continue to sit my happy ass right in front of these galactic gates. Encode your clit with the hieroglyphic passcodes to decrypt and cripple your firewalls just to begin to swim for my motherfucking life. Again. See, it's the thrill of sending your mind into an uncontrollable frenzy that you find yourself arching your back off the bed while your arms are anchored down, raising your pussy plate, and I continue feasting on your sacrificed offer. See, my thirst for your pleasure never quenches as you clench your thighs to the side of my head, cutting off my hearing but enhancing the sensations of my tongue as you dance on my face. Scream my name as you push me away like you telling me that you can't take any more of this. Okay. Cool. But, baby, who the fuck asked you? See, your dick, not my dick, your dick, has been sitting patiently waiting over here minding his own business, but
he decided he wanted to put his life on the line and risk dying in it too. I grab my finger full of your dripping cream for my beard, rubbing on the tip of my dick, then hold your legs open by your ankles and sit this dick at the entrance of your synagogue and give thanks first. Hear the moan you immediately earn as I take my time navigating your ever-changing territories. Land never discovered, pipes never burst, trips never taken, and whole galaxies that I'm wise enough to notice, because that realm right there is only open because you're in love with me. Choke the breath from me as I stroke the consciousness from you, see, with a kamikaze commitment that you will come on this dick. Not only come, bitch, you will enjoy this dick. You will fiend for this dick. You will take time to get slow stroked by this dick. You will make up narratives to get throbbed by this dick. You will lie to your friends to get slutted out by this dick. You will leave all your other niggas on red to choke on this dick. You'll even come straight out of your mouth and finally tell me that you want to be filled, be fulfilled, and feel refreshed after you take all this dick. Bitch, you better. And I can say this because with confidence and vigor, because, see, I take my time to make sure that sure is always working in the interest for both of us. See, you worth that. We worth that. So that's worth us. Peace.
I just went ahead and put her on. All right.
Did someone just whisper? What do y'all ladies just whisper? Yes, daddy.
Yes, sir. What's me?
I said, yes, daddy. Well, you know, we just want to put a whole bunch of bells on that. We, you know, because Walker Rocket does what he does. You know, even though people misinterpret what he says, hey, grab the mic like it's my dick, and the person just reached for the dick. So
that wasn't an misinterpretation. That was a purpose.
We just go just ring the bell.
That's what. That's what happened when you go on stage unprepared.
I'm just saying, it's a moment. The dude's like, I just don't feel comfortable. He's like, I just don't feel comfortable with the kind of poetry that you know, professionally I wasn't prepared for. I was like, nobody took their clothes.
Yeah, well, that's hilarious.
We violated public laws. You know what I'm saying? We violated laws. You know, but he was more mad about the fucking the Jameson and shit on stage and self walking around rolling weed and shit. But he's like, oh, I feel uncomfortable about that. I said, oh, I said, if your crowd loves it, you just got to deal with it. Motherfucker, you can't tell me shit. I'm like, you know, you got motherfuckers, let's do the time walk again. I'm like, you mad about this? How you mad about this? Never mind. Anyway, never mind. Let's leave that alone. But that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a fantastical evening with our features. Jay Simone and Walking Erotica. Can we give them a round of applause? Round of applause all around.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Super amazing.
Thank y'all. I love each and every one of y'all. Thank everybody.
Thank you so much.
Well, look, we love you too.
We love y'all
to death. Y'all don't understand. Any party lets y'all around. It's like fun shit.
We love
you know,
y'all.
I love all y'all.
I love you all, too. Thank you so much for coming through. Kisses to everybody. You know. And I'm
right back
to you. And let you sit your head on my titties.
Yeah.
See,
Jay don't be thinking I'd be noticing we take pictures. She got a whole bunch of lipstick on her breast when she be giving people hugs. They be kissing her boobies all the time. They bunch of boobies. Y'all a bunch of boobie kisses. I'll be kissing
that's
the booty.
I'm short and I can't reach nowhere else.
Yeah. They kind of eye level
uh-huh.
too.
Uh-huh.
It's a booty kisses. It's booby kisses. That's
all
I it
like
is.
It. It's okay. I ain't leaving no lipstick. I put my tongue between.
Listen, y'all just wild it out. A bunch of top-heavy individuals. This all.
Oh shit! They caught me off guard.
Titty magic. I was like, yo, I had to ask. I was like, come on, titty. Titty magic. I had to do it. It was bad. I'm sorry. All right. Inside jokes. But we want to thank everybody. It's a school night. I got to get off of here for real. There's about to be some problems, issues, and concerns. Kid running around. You know, we go, I'm too tired to go to school. Man, get your ass on this bus. Anyway, I would like to thank everybody that came out and supported and rocked out. Super incredible show, great numbers, good responses in the back. I want to thank Jay Simone, of course, and welcome out of coming through being a feature for Fly Speak. This show has been phenomenal. Thank you. I appreciate y'all. I love you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Love you, bro.
Thank you. Love you, too.
You know, so we love
all
out.
Of y'all. Y'all are my mental sex toys.
Yes. I like the way that sounds.
I'll be that.
Mm-hmm. I'll be that. That's, yes. That's my job.
Oh, yeah.
I bet I got a whole box full of Jason toys.
I have tasted every one of you in my mind in all different positions.
We ain't going to start that right now. We ain't going to start it right now.
Yes, I think I was definitely thought it out in a few different positions. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Who was saying that? Sweet and deep? You said that? You got thought it out?
Yes, but listening to what I was hearing tonight, this is my first time here, and I felt, I saw, I was in so many, I was a hoe tonight. Like, I was there.
Oh, you
we love
the
hoe.
Yes.
She bought the camera with us,
yes.
You all right, huh?
No. But listen, like, we wasn't even on first name basis, and I was just throwing pussy at the camera, at the phone, like, okay, it's yours. Like, shit, I mean, can I at least get it on, like, vacations or holidays or something?
Love the Rock is like, that's a hoe. It ain't no fun.
No, we do.
I passed my shit around,
so,
and I wasn't ashamed of it. Like, everybody just had a piece of this. Yep, it was good. It was good. I'm going to thank y'all for the experience. I really do.
You are most welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome,
yes,
welcome,
you
to,
are welcome
to the land of drip.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the land of trip where everything pours sweet like honey. Didn't know what you did when you met these folks from you know, you came to Jersey. He's like, oh,
exactly. You didn't know what you were getting into.
Yeah, you didn't know. You didn't know. And you know what's written? No,
I didn't,
bad.
And I'm happy I did. And thank you guys for welcoming me the way you guys did. Like, I really enjoyed. That was my best night on my 3-day trip, was my New Jersey night.
Well, I'm glad. You know, and that, it just—you just happened to run into a gaggle of drip that was in the building. You just ran into us. You know, it was just being fun. Just having good energy. But more importantly, here's the other thing. Like everybody you heard this evening, they're really like that. Where everybody is who they say they are. So if you put us all in the same room, the same thing you just felt happen, it happens all the time with us. So if you ever feel froggy, you want to jump, you want to hop down to Central Saturdays in Atlanta, or Drip Fest that we're doing in December, you might want to come through, hang out with us, do some good stuff. It's good. I think you'll enjoy
it. Oh, I will, because I don't have a problem with pulling up. I will definitely do that.
That's what's up. Well, with that being said, I want to remind everybody, this has been Fly Speak Open Mic Special Edition with Walking Erotica and Jay Simone. This is on the For Real Entertainment Network here in the Pippi Radio Universe, where we boldly go where poems have not gone before. It has been a lovely night. We want you to take your socks off, baby.
As you know, we'll be here next Sunday on Clubhouse, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. for the West Coast. We will be celebrating the pretty provocative poet as our feature in the Honey Dripper Room on Clubhouse. It's an app. If you don't know how to get there, holler at me. We'll teach you how to do that. And it's going to go down. PPP, you there?
Yes, sir.
PPP.
I'm a little compromised, but I'm still here.
Yo, they've been compromising your ass all week.
It's all right. I'm going to get them on Sunday. Don't worry. I'm going to get them on Sunday.
All right. So the Canadian Dirk Diggler is going to come through on Sunday. You know, we're going to rock out. Just check us out. And then I believe 2 weeks from now we have Honey Dripper 3.0, the podcast. I'll have some surprises for y'all on there. So, you know, that's our time. I'll be the old fly speaker. We kind of took it over. But, you know, Honey Dripper 3.0 is our specific podcast, and that will be two Tuesdays from now. That's going to be pretty amazing. Make sure that you check it out. We'll be able to rock. And with that being said, this podcast will self-destruct in 10, 9. Everybody be good.
Good night, everybody. I love y'all. Y'all take care.
7.
Good night. It was a pleasure, everybody.
Good night, y'all. Thank you.
I love y'all.
Love y'all.
Don't get pregnant. Good night.
Don't get pregnant.
Yes, do. Yes, do. Get
not
pregnant.
Yet.
Two.
Get pregnant.
One. Peace.